200 now and 40 for 8. So 14 needed, 4 balls to go. It's not quite a mathematical impossibility. Let's keep the excitement until it is. The crowd certainly are. They're going over time. What a match it is. What a place to be. Eden Gardens, Calcutta, the 8th of November, 1987. Here is McDermott in bold, and Foster digs out a Yorker. Well bowled. Boone is after it. Gets it in front of mid-on. They run one. 13 the target now in 3 balls. Still not quite impossible, but there's got to be a 6, a no ball, or an overthrow, or something. And even a policeman goes running across in front of the sight screen in his excitement. And then a television man runs in the other direction, rather more languidly. I don't think he's so fit. 241 for 8. And just listen to it. 3 balls to go. England need 13 to win. And McDermott is going to bowl to Gladstone's ball. Gladstone's ball, who had a horrid first half of the game. Here is McDermott in. He bowls out a small, small swing. It goes out into the covers. They get a single, border field. And now, that was a good piece of bowling, but the Australians are going in to congratulate McDermott as though it's finally over. Technically, if Foster hits the next 2 balls to 6, England could still be the winners. That won't happen, but the noise, I've never known anything like it. I've never known a West Indies crowd make a noise like this. I've never known any crowd, and yet this is a neutral crowd. Australia are playing England at Eden Gardens, Calcutta, and 90,000 Indians are watching. It is terrific. Here is McDermott. He's up to the wicket now. He bowls to Foster. Foster swings right back down the ground. It's going for 2 runs, I dare say. They cross for 1. They come back for 2, and Australia have won, barring a hideous freak like a no ball or something. O'Donnell fielded that. England are now 244 for 8. Therefore, 10 are needed off 1 ball. And even Professor Roebuck is scratching his head, trying to think how that could be done.
That's got to be a way, Henry.
And you've just never seen anything like this. All around the ground, people standing up, yelling, just thrilled to be here, to have taken part, to have seen a bonfire going in the stand at the far end. Flares are being lit. My goodness me, here comes McDermott, the last 40 balls. Foster swings it away. It's going for 4, I think, to backward point. No, Wilbur let her stop it. He stops it. They get 2. That is the end. 246 for 8. Australia have won by 7 runs. They jump into each other's arms. They whip up the bales, the stumps, as souvenirs. The press photographers, the television people run onto the ground. The Australian reserve fielders, the ones who weren't playing, they run out to congratulate their fellows. And the Australian manager, Alan Crompton, in a green blazer, Bobby Simpson is there, and they're all hugging each other, and well they might. And the first of the thunder flashes goes off. Bonfires are being lit under the stand, burning braziers. I don't know who's going to get burnt. It all looks a bit hairy, but there are lots of flames flickering in the audience now all around the ground. And Australia have won the 1987 World Cup final in Calcutta. They have beaten England by 7 runs. They've won the competition deservedly. For 5 weeks they played the better cricket when it's counted. And Alan Border's side, I think a moment of thought, Peter, for Alan Border. He has, since Kim Hughes resigned the Australian captaincy, he's taken not the rough with the smooth, he's taken the rough with the rough, and he's come back smiling. He's been more relaxed on this series, on this tournament, than before, and he has played an enormous part. And the Australians are all out there being gathered round by well-wishers, being congratulated, and it is a splendid occasion. A platoon of white uniformed soldiers, not cricketers, are marching out with their lappy sticks to take guard at the centre wicket, as they call it. Television photographers are going everywhere. It really is extremely, extremely exciting.